Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. Today, I'm joined by Mark, the founder of TMW Longevity, a company dedicated to creating high-quality, bioavailable supplements designed to optimize health and longevity. We're diving deep into the science behind longevity supplements, ingredient selection, and why absorption is key when it comes to making supplements truly effective. I've personally been taking TMW Longevity for the past few months, and I am completely obsessed. Not only does it taste delicious, but the formulation and the quality is another level. In this episode, we'll break down the most important nutrients for longevity, the role of bioavailability in supplementation, and how Mark transitioned from the world of tech to building a cutting-edge longevity brand. I'm so excited to share this episode, so let's dive in. Okay, well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am so excited because we are here with Mark, and you are the founder of TMW Longevity, these supplement packets, and you are all about quality and making sure that these ingredients are absorbed into our bodies and actually doing something. So I'm loving your product. I've been, I think using it for a few weeks. It tastes amazing. I want to know how you got into this health and wellness space, because I don't think you came from this. You were, I believe, in New York, more of a business person. And so we're going to get all into ingredients and everything in longevity. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is my very first podcast for the company, so thank you so much.
Well, yeah. I'm so excited.
Thank you for taking the swing for us. We founded the company, officially incorporated in 2023, and then spent a year in R&D on the first product and finished our first soft manufacturing run in April of 24. We just did, a soft launch, tested it out, got good response from the market, and got into Erewhon, and then got onto the shelves of Erewhon in November. So we feel like we're almost just starting, really this year in 2025. The background, my personal background is I was a tech entrepreneur, as you said, in New York, in my early 20s, and the company I founded was sold to IBM, and I joined another tech company. And it always felt a little bit like a means to an end. I was inspired by the big canvas of technology, especially, the internet technology at the time. I'm in my, later 40s, and this was the internet boom. And I feel that longevity is one of those topics that, like the internet, it's this big canvas. And I think that is for us and for me is really inspiring, is that I think this is a century of longevity, as a health category. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that, not just because humans are becoming, humans in developed nations are becoming more conscious of their health. But also there's macro demographic trends that are going to shape the century, such as plummeting birth rates and rising lifespans. And the combination of those two phenomena is going to create a shortage of the population to support nations. And that means that all of us are going to have to contribute to society for longer, for our, not just our personal health, to our families, to our communities, to society. And you're seeing these trends happening in, let's say, in Europe, where they're raising retirement ages, and even here in California, where they're piloting pre-K this year, universal pre-K, and they're like looking to the elderly population to fill the employment pool. So it's a really interesting time. And I think, longevity is just like, it's kind of going to become the umbrella where a lot of health categories are going to start to fit under. And, that's the position we want to take, is we want to establish ourselves early on as a company that takes the space seriously and scientifically, and not hopping on a trend. And to prove that, or to, engender trust with the customers, is that we want to create the best products possible that are thoughtful, that use ingredients that are well-researched, that are proven to work in, clinical trials over time, And also using the best technology to make sure that nothing is wasted. You have as much absorption as possible, which is obviously an ongoing process.
Yeah, I mean, the supplement space, there's definitely a lot of corruption with the supplement space. Sometimes there's not even the ingredients they say. There's no regulation. So that's the thing, is supplements are not really regulated. So people can just say whatever, especially even like CBD is very, very common, where the amount or even CBD might not even be in there. Say for gummies, I'm always curious, you know, is that once you start heating something up, is that still there? I mean, there's things that people just don't think about, you know. So you develop this kind of more of like a liposomal product. And we got into a little bit beforehand, you know, a few days ago in conversation about vitamin D, how it has to be fat soluble and everything. So you went from business tech. And then you were inspired to kind of in this longevity space, because, you know, that's where a lot of this space is going. Did you have any like health issues? Were you trying to accomplish something with yourself as well? I want to take a quick moment to share something that's truly been a game changer for me, TMW Longevity Supplement. Not only is a supplement packed with cutting edge premium ingredients like hyaluronic acid for skin and joint health, lion's mane and chaga mushrooms for cognitive support, and nicotinamide and vitamin C for energy and cellular function, it also tastes amazing. I actually look forward to taking it every day. Since I started using it, I've noticed a real glow to my skin, and I feel more energized and vibrant. And what's even more impressive, the founder of TMW Longevity improved several biomarkers without changing anything else in his lifestyle, just by taking this supplement. That speaks volumes about the quality and effectiveness of what's inside. This isn't your average supplement. The founder was committed to creating a product that's not only packed with the highest quality ingredients, but also ensures maximum absorption through real liposomes. It's not just about what's in the bottle, it's about making sure your body actually absorbs the benefits from every ingredient, no money wasted. If you want to boost your energy, support your healthy aging, and feel amazing, this is the one to try. You can find them at all Erewhon locations, visit their website at tmwlongevity.com, or check out their Instagram at tmw.longevity. And as a special thank you to my listeners, you can use my code BHB for an exclusive discount. Just head over to the link in the show notes and enter BHB at checkout to claim your savings. Take the step toward better health and see the difference for yourself. So now let's get back into this episode.
That's a good question. I think, you know, every human will have to deal with health personally at some point in their life. But definitely, I think if you've reached even your 30s, you've had to deal with someone close to you or your family who's had health issues. You know, personally, you know, cancer was a big part of my family. My mom passed when she was 37 from breast cancer, and her sister had a rare form of T-cell lymphoma that lasted for about 20 years. But apart from, you know, those incidents, you know, health was something I always took for granted, you know, because I was a very like skinny teenager. And had tons of energy. And I felt in my mind, I'm still that skinny teenager who has tons of energy, but my body is like slowly telling a different story. And that's a conversation with myself I have basically every day.
I mean, everyone in this space that I know, like Mark Hyman or any of these people, we've all had some type of health issues. And that's why I think we're motivated more than ever to, you know, provide knowledge and get people back their health. Because I was on that other side of being lethargic. Like, my immune system was so low. Like, I just had no idea how bad I felt. And now I realize, because how good I feel now. Like, having energy all day, like, you know, being able to work all day, focus, like, having, you know, doing extreme workouts with not being in pain or feeling anything. I think people need to realize that, like, you can have all these things, and I've reversed it, and a lot of people have reversed it, you know? So it takes, you know, some time, it takes some work, but I am definitely a proponent of supplements. And they've really helped me by doing, you know, lab work and knowing deficiencies. Then there's like the longevity supplements, more like yours, where I feel like that makes me more optimal. And then, of course, like detoxing. I think that's those are the huge factors that I think people need to be thinking of. So you came up with this product. You have, you know, I don't know how many ingredients, kind of around 10 main ingredients.
Yeah, well, maybe there's about 13 or so, 15 actives. But then there's a bunch of supporters that are also really healthy.
Yeah. So do you want to get into the ingredients? Why you chose these? Because there's so much out there, even like longevity drugs like rapamycin, metformin, and then with there's quite a few ingredients. There's, you know, David Sinclair was all about resveratrol for a while. I think he's more on the NAD, the NRNMN. And then, you know, I didn't know there's no spermidine. There's certain ingredients I didn't see. And then there's other products like Novos or Blueprint that have different ingredients. So why did you choose all these specific ingredients, hyaluronic acid, the mushrooms, the taurine, which I love. A lot of people are not thinking about taurine. So can we go through all the ingredients and why you chose them?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do my best. It's a good question. Well, I think the main intention was to create, to upgrade a multivitamin into something that could also, you know, adhere to a high integrity promise that it's going to help you long term. So that's why we looked at not just the ingredients, but the absorption technology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you said, a lot of people get into this through health factors. I mean, my own personal reason why I got really focused on longevity and living longer and healthier is because, you know, I met like the woman of my dreams. And I said, for the first time in my life, I felt this is someone I want to start a life with, you know, in real. And that made me really look at my health in a different way and look at longevity.
Speaking of longevity, did you know that your joint health, inflammation levels, and even brain function can benefit from one of nature's most unique omega-3 sources? Introducing GLX3 Green Lift Muscle Oil from Hakka Life Nutrition. Rooted in the traditional practices of the Maori people in New Zealand and backed by science, GLX3 harnesses the anti-inflammatory power of ETA, a rare and potent omega-3 you will find in typical fish oil supplements. It's designed to reduce joint discomfort, support your immune system, and even promote smoother skin and healthier eyes. GLX3 is 100% pure, sustainably sourced, and free of fillers, ensuring maximum bioavailability and even effectiveness. And here's the best part. You can experience these incredible benefits with 20% off. Just head to hakkalife.com/BHB and use my code BHB20 at checkout. Say goodbye to inflammation and hello to longevity with Hakka Life Nutrition. Again, that's hakkalife.com/BHB with code BHB20. Your joints will thank you. So if you are struggling to stay focused, get more done, and have steady energy all day, I might have the answer. Most supplements don't actually support long-term performance. They're packed with fillers, synthetics, and isolated ingredients that just don't work together. However, a new supplement I have been taking for months now has made all the difference, and that is Supplementals Complete. The founder has been in the supplement industry for nearly 40 years, creating formulas designed to fuel your body with real bioactive nutrients that work synergistically for lasting impact. No shortcuts, no crashes, just true cellular support. It's packed with whole food ingredients like sea cucumber, rich in vitamins, minerals, and bioactive compounds for immune and joint support. Lingonberry and black currant provide antioxidants for brain health, while sea buckthorn offers omega fatty acids for skin, gut, and vitality. Plus, bovine heart and liver deliver B vitamins, CoQ10, and essential minerals to boost endurance and energy. Instead of just giving you a quick boost, Cellementals helps reduce the demand on your cells so you can stay productive, feel good, and keep going without burning out. If you want to try out this amazing whole food supplement that truly gives your body the nutrients it craves, just go to cellementals.com. That's cellementals.com and use my special discount code BHB for an extra 10% off so you can experience a difference in your overall health, focus, and energy. Again, that's cellementals.com, code BHB at checkout.
So I started thinking for myself, you know, what should I take every day, or what could be beneficial to me take every day that would support not just daily vitality, but also long-term transformation. And that was kind of like the context of the decision-making process. And then, you know, the absorption science is key to this. I'll get into it before the ingredients, because, you know, with products like, let's say, Blueprint or Novos, it's powder-based products, you know, that are put into a bag and absorbed, you know, let's say, put and then mixed with a liquid and drank. You know, a good number of those products would be oil-soluble, like vitamin D or spearmint or fizetin, for example, and they're not going to be absorbed in water. They're not going to be bioavailable, so it's a complete waste to the customer. Even, you know, as you mentioned, hyaluronic acid is, and they both, you know, use hyaluronic acid just by coincidence. I'm not sure of the molecular size, and that's a key question, because hyaluronic acid is a huge molecule, and in oral form, it's completely not absorbable unless you have an ultra low molecular weight. Like, so we, you know, came across this over research for a year in really trying to figure out what we want to put in a product. And I chose hyaluronic acid because in oral form, when it does absorb, it actually doesn't just help skin hydration, but it also helps your joints. So when you think about aging, you think about mobility, and not just, you know, and also like self-esteem of your physical appearance is really important. I don't want to dismiss that to think, oh, that's just, you know, how you feel. No, it's also like how you feel about yourself is important. Yeah. So I think hyaluronic acid plays really well, and, you know, into, you know, mobility and also just feeling good about your skin. And, you know, and you ask yourself, well, why aren't other companies like, you know, they're not listening to molecular weight. Is it because it's like a higher molecular weight? And it might be, but, you know, we have to ask them, because a high molecular weight is not absorbable, and it's also much cheaper. Like, I'm paying a lot of money for the ultra low molecular weight because it goes through a process to shrink the molecule.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And
you know, so you may have mentioned like fizetin, spermidine, and why we wouldn't use them. Like, so, and resveratrol, for example. My original formula had resveratrol in it, and then I got deeper into the research and I just found there was too much controversy around it and too much evidence to say it never worked. And even Peter Attia, who I think is like a high integrity voice in the space, and his book Outlive, he published in black and white, you know, resveratrol has never been proven to work in humans before.
I don't know if you've ever seen the David Sinclair, like, YouTube calling him out, saying he got all this money.
From GlaxoSmithKline. Yeah, GSK,
For saying resveratrol is like the longevity, you know, supplement. And there wasn't, I forget what it was, but there was like one, like, clinical trial with like a worm or something. Yeah. And that was it. And then we've all gone off of this resveratrol. But I mean, there's definitely some controversy. And then I've heard him on another podcast recently, kind of, he's just backing off on that and going more towards NR and MN. But it is a very controversial supplement. And I've also heard it can lower, I believe, like, your testosterone or something.
Oh, right. I've heard that it's really not good to take if you're lifting weights, that it can it can cancel out the benefits to your muscles. But don't quote me on that. But that's kind of what I heard.
Metformin does that too.
Right.
There's these certain longevity drugs, and
actually,
I know, like,
might be berberine. I'm thinking about
berberine.
Maybe
because that's kind of close to metformin,
right?
Like a similar,
exactly.
The metformin, I know a lot of people just try these things, and even, like, I know, like, Brian Johnson just stopped taking rapamycin because it's like an immunity suppressor, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I love anything that kind of just gives me energy, makes me feel good, you know.
No, exactly. You're right. And that was, you know, once I got into the resveratrol research, especially, was the eye opener. And it made me think that, you know, longevity is going down the same, you know, lane of bad habits as supplements in the general supplement space, where it's over promising, under delivering. And it creates low trust in the market, which I don't think is good. It's not good for my business, but it's just not good for consumers. And what I think what separates longevity as a category from other, you know, just normal supplements is that, you know, longevity taps into the themes of like what's most sacred, which is life and mortality. It's like it's touching into that theme. It can't unstick itself from it because it's baked into the DNA of it. And thus to approach longevity with, you know, false science or empty promises, or, you know, just misdirection or untruth, you know, at its worst, is, I just think, very cynical. And I really, we want to do our best to make sure that our products, or at least the way we approach the business and the category, remains like as high integrity as possible, because it is, you're dealing with people's sense of their own health and their own longevity and how long they'll live. And I think that's just too sacred to mess around with.
And how much they're paying for something. Are you just throwing it away? You know, just here's a supplement and how even going to benefit you, you know? So you want to make sure that you're providing something to your customers that actually have value as well. So I think a lot of people are just, or people that have a supplement business are thinking, how do I just sell, and not thinking about as much as the customer's value, you know?
Exactly, right. And that brings to absorption, and I'll still try to answer your question about the ingredients. I could talk a lot. Yeah, sorry.
I know, same.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, when you think about just powder in a bag, like the two competitors we talked about, or even like Athletic Greens, or, you know, most supplements, for example, you know, there's a company called The Absorption Company, and they have, you know, pretty good literature on their website. And they talk about, there's a study that says that only 7 to 20% of powdered ingredients are absorbed. And then, yeah. And it,
I will say his sleep supplement works like,
oh yeah,
a charm. Like, I can take it and pass out. But one thing I've noticed, though, you don't have stevia in your
packets. Yeah.
So I do like his combination of some of the stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, I went to one of his like a workout, like health event. He's very young, but he has diabetes. So he has to constantly, so his whole, like, you know, there's always good intentions. Like, I think Brian has good intentions. I know, like, Chris Mirabal of Novus Labs has good intentions. So I think there is some benefit to all these supplements, but like, which ingredients need to be fat soluble and absorbable in not supplement form?
Right. Well, so vitamin D, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. So, for example, if a product has vitamin D in powder form, it's most likely not going to be absorbed unless there's some fat that they're, you know, taking with it. But even then, it's best if the vitamin D is dissolved in the fat, so it's bioavailable.
Would you recommend taking a vitamin D powdered form in olive oil, mixing it, and then taking a shot?
Yeah, why not? Or just take our supplement.
Or take yours, yeah.
I mean, so just to even back it up with evidence is, you know, we do our fat soluble and our water soluble separate, and then we make a cohesion out of them. And over 6 months from my blood, I went from deficient in vitamin D, which was 27, supposed to be at least 30. I went from 27 to 51, which was an 88% increase.
Wow.
In 6 months.
Which and is not easy. I know so many people, including myself. I was taking a powdered vitamin D for so long. I started to do injections, and then I was using a liposomal, like a lozenge, and that was the only thing to increase my vitamin D. The powdered supplements, which I was taking, did not ever do anything. So now it makes sense why, no matter how the high dose I was taking,
it won't move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't move it. So, you know, we moved it in another customer who started taking it in July. He didn't tell me his number, but he just wrote me a quick email like a month and a half ago. And he's like, vitamin D is exceptional, like in his blood. So, you know, that in itself is huge for the body. You know, it's basically considered a hormone in many trains of thought. And it helps regulate your whole system. You know, other ingredients, you know, to get some of your questions is, you know, a big believer in functional mushrooms. So we use lion's mane, chaga, and we use agaricus, which is an interesting one. And we use the largest, we use the highest concentrations that you can find for extracts. So our lion's mane is 40% extract, our chaga is 30% extract, and agaricus is 30%. The extract percentage is related to the beta glucans.
If you're looking for a way to fuel your body, enhance mental clarity, and support long-term vitality, meet Wild Nectar by Untamed, the ultimate superfood blend designed for women's health and performance. This isn't just another supplement. It's a real food formula packed with organic egg yolk powder, grass-fed bovine, colostrum, and L-theanine to help balance hormones, boost immunity, and provide sustained energy throughout your day. Unlike synthetic powders loaded with fillers, Wild Nectar delivers over 50 bioavailable nutrients that your body actually recognizes and absorbs. It's a perfect way to start your day strong without caffeine crashes or artificial junk. Whether you're looking to optimize your gut health, support your nervous system, or just feel more vibrant every day, Wild Nectar is your go-to solution. Try it for yourself at untamed.co. Your body deserves the best. Nourish it with Untamed Wild Nectar.
Right. So beta-glucans are a natural prebiotic. They also lower your LDL. You know, so my LDL, for example, over 6 months went down 15%. And I'm still a little high, but I'm, you know, moving in the right direction.
Yeah, which is not easy. A lot of people struggle with, I mean, cholesterol is huge for, longevity.
Yeah.
Heart disease is the number one.
It's huge. Yeah.
Well, have you tested your ApoB?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that go down?
I didn't test before and after. I just got my first ApoB score now.
Okay.
So
yeah.
A lot
of people have high ApoB and they don't test for that. And even like young, like I don't think a lot of people are not thinking about this, but I've seen 20s and 30s where you have high ApoB, which is that's going to influence, you know, Alzheimer's or heart disease, you know, and don't take advantage, like do something now and not have to backtrack.
Yeah.
You know,
at the very least, be aware of it, you know.
Yeah.
Like I went through, well, so just finish on the mushrooms and I'll get back to that. No, it's interesting. So, you know, when you think about like how to increase lifespan or longevity, I really like the practical approach, which is, you know, you tackle like, let's say, four main causes of death or disease, which is, you know, cancer, heart disease, cerebrovascular illness, or diabetes, let's say. So to the point about, you know, heart health, LDL, you know, so the beta glucans really have a huge impact on LDL. I mean, statins average 22% over 6 months. And ours did, on myself, so it's on a clinical trial, so I want to be clear. You know, on myself, it's a trial of one. It was 15% reduction, which was huge. And we also use agaricus, for example, because, you know, cancer obviously is a huge, you know, part of American life, especially. And agaricus is known as a anti-tumor, you know, has an anti-tumor effect on the body. You know, an oncologist who's an advisor in the company, he's been giving it to his patients for a long time. And he's the one who brought me onto it. He says, you know, you should look at agaricus. It has great anti-tumor properties. I use it with all my patients. So why not add that to the daily stack? Like just add, why not add just anti-tumor effects on the body, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I think everyone needs it.
Right.
I mean, it's, I even was at Eudaimonia and Function Health, had this guy speak, he was 25 years old, had lymphatic cancer. And he's just like, to hear you think you're going to live forever and have, you know, and then all of a sudden that just, it opens your whole eyes to what's important. And I think so many people take advantage of their health until something goes wrong. And then you're like, if only I wasn't in this pain, if only I didn't have this hip problem or, you know. And so, yeah, it's, I think we're just now really becoming aware that health is your best investment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, I want my health every day and then also longevity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. You want your health every day and you want to make sure it's maintained as long as possible. You know, in the field of like demographics or like scientific longevity, they call it compressed morbidity. So basically health span is how long, it's like kind of like the marketing term for morbidity, which is how long can you, can your body resist disease or disability? Mm-hmm. Right. And the key is to compress that time to as short as possible. So you kind of just like go to mortality, you know, it's like kind of dark, but this is like what I mean about longevity, it goes to those places. And so if you can prevent disease or disability, then you can like live the best life possible for as long as possible. That's kind of the goal. And so that's for, you know, even everything we put in here, like taurine, which has been proven recently to.
Yeah. Why did you include that? Which I love. And most people only think of taurine when they think of like energy drinks. And I'm like, you could just supplement with taurine. And I really loved it. Like, yeah. So why did you include that in your supplement packet?
Just, you know, from research, right, there was a study came out, in, I think, in Science Magazine a year and a half or so ago, maybe more or a little bit, I think more. But, you know, they found, you know, conclusively that, you know, taurine has amazing anti-aging properties in the sense that it prevents, you know, cell deterioration, telomere shortening, and you know, supplementation helps to prevent the onset of aging in the body as it relates to taurine's use.
Isn't taurine mostly found in animal products?
That's a good question.
I think maybe. So, especially if you're vegetarian or vegan, I think you have to be thinking more of taurine. Like, I think it's more bioavailable in meat.
Oh, interesting.
So, don't quote me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. But they did find that taurine supplementation in mice increased lifespan, and taurine supplementation in monkeys increased health span. So those are good results. So to include it as an amino acid and with those studies behind it, it feels like it's something that should be there.
And why did you, so back to Fisetin, Fizetin, everyone says it differently. Why didn't you include that? That's a pretty common longevity supplement.
Yeah. It functions as a senolytic, like quercetin. So we chose quercetin over that. They're both. Fisetin also, you know, I used to call it
Fisetin
as well within a friend said Fisetin. Yeah, you're right. But Fisetin, you know, don't quote me, but I believe that the person who founded it even said, like, don't trust me to take this every day or something, like, because he was still unsure of the science of it. And I think it goes to back to the resveratrol, you know, issue of I'm not saying it doesn't have any efficacy at all. But I just think that as the jury's out, I don't necessarily want to put it into a multi-ingredient product and potentially waste people's money. Right. And the absorption, it's oil soluble as well. So unless you're taking it or dissolving it in oil, it's really not going to, you know, be a bioavailable.
The Fisetin?
Yeah.
Fisetin?
Yeah, exactly. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, it's really important to understand like the bioavailability of the ingredients. Otherwise, it's also like environmentally, it's irresponsible. You're just throwing that stuff out. Quercetin, like Pfizer, is also like very low solubility, even in oil, like we dissolve ours in MCT oil. We're going to continuously test the product and see exactly how much is solubilized and try to reduce it. So we cut down on waste and cut down on the cost to the customer. So it's a working, we're going to treat this as like a software business. Like each product is going to be upgraded, you know, on a daily, on a release basis based upon like latest findings, latest understanding and more testing.
What do you think? I know like Symbiotica, have you looked into their supplements? Because they have a lot of, I think like the
mm-hmm.
I guess they're kind of doing the same thing, maybe making it more bioavailable for our bodies to absorb with their packets as well. Okay. There isn't omegas in there.
No, there's no omegas, yeah.
Was that difficult to kind of include into making it taste
good? Well, I think I had to the fish oil. I had to kind of cut off at some point what I could put in, because it's a very expensive product to produce, because we're using like really good ingredients. Like the hyaluronic acid, for example, we're paying, so let me do quick math, like 6 times the price of normal hyaluronic acid because we want the absorbable form. Our mushrooms are like super expensive because it's high extraction.
Yeah, with the mushrooms, a lot of people don't understand the quality. Yeah. And so there's a lot of corruption kind of in the mushroom space as well, right? Like if you, I think like how you, there's like the filler of the mushrooms, like they'll take the roots.
Yeah, the mycelium and all that stuff, yeah.
And then they'll be able to like have more quantity to sell, but it's like...
Yeah, is it, what's the benefit of it? Yeah, we're using 100% fruiting bodies in ours. There is some studies that are showing that like there is some benefit in mycelium, but not quite the same as fruiting body. Fruiting body is really where you have a lot of richness. It's the polysaccharides are all there, and a lot of minerals and vitamins. It's like, that's really where you get like the most benefit. So we use 100% fruiting bodies. And it goes to, yeah, like you'll see like prebiotic drinks, for example, and you'll see, well, what makes a prebiotic? Because there's like some sort of mushroom extract, let's say, in there. But most likely, if they're not listing the extract percentage, it's a lower extract, probably like a 5 or 10%. So, you know, who knows really how strong of a prebiotic that is. But
yeah,
you know, this is, you know, it's really hard to educate the consumer. And even back to the unregulated part, I actually don't mind that so much, because it means at least there's space for people who do it right, like ourselves, to like, to move into the space without spending millions of dollars on, like, let's say FDA trials, like it would be normal drug trials, which then it creates its own set of problems and its own set of corruption.
Yeah, and it will take a long time and a lot of money. So did we go over all the ingredients? I want to make sure there's vitamin D. Yeah. What else is in
here? Yeah, we can talk about the phosphatidylcholine, because you talked about, let's say, Cymbiotica.
Oh, there's glycine as well, which I love.
The glycine would be coming from magnesium glycinate. We use 25% concentration magnesium glycinate. So ends up being, I believe, 125 milligrams of magnesium and 375 glycine. Yeah.
A lot of people are deficient in magnesium as well.
So yeah.
It's just, I feel like anyone in this space knows the importance of magnesium now. And when even my mom, she was having some difficulty with leg pain ever since kind of COVID or whatever. But she was doing I gave her some Bioptimizers magnesium. It helps so much. It's honestly amazing how even just one supplement can change so much of your health. Like if you're deficient in something, your body can't perform the way it should. Your immunity's low. Things are not your cells and things are not working correctly, you know? So that's why I'm like, do blood work and figure out what you might be deficient in or have too much of, and try and balance your body out, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And all this has have knock-on effects. If you're deficient in something, it creates overcompensations in other areas. And like, because it's an organic system that's, you know, trying to function together. Even so, like to ingredients, you know, as we, you know, I wanted to create like a new generation multivitamin that has this upgraded ingredients, like, you know, quercetin as a senolytic, you know, to take on a daily basis. So like, why not take anti-tumor effects with agaricus? You know, all the brain and antioxidant qualities of chaga, lion's mane. There's also, you know, the three staples, there's B12, there's vitamin C, and there's, you know, vitamin D3 from lichen. And, you know, we're only using 200% daily recommended value of vitamin D, same with B12.
Yeah, I love that too, because now that my levels are optimal.
Exactly.
I feel like every supplement has this massive amount of vitamin D. And I'm like, I can't take your supplement, your multi or anything, because it has too much now. So I'm like, we went to this extreme of never thinking about vitamin D until COVID came out. And then finally everyone's like, oh, we all need to up our vitamin D. And then all the supplement companies went to the extreme. And now I'm like, I can't be taking this.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If you have confidence in your formulation, your methodology, your technology, like I know that like 200% is a great maintenance level to even raise your vitamin D slowly over time to good healthy levels, as it did for me and as it did for, you know, one of the customers I work with. You know, and I think that's like kind of the bet is like, you know, which means that, you know, people just aren't really thinking deeply who start these companies, because they're, you know, mostly supplement space is known as like it's a business for marketing. And I don't have any, you know, background in necessarily the space, but I'm just interested in the big canvas of longevity and how it could impacts and how it contextualizes the human story, and that health is central to that. So like I'm inspired by that. And so like create a company that where the ingredients aren't so over the top, and it's not just throwing stuff in a bag because it's the hottest thing right now or this and that. It's like, no, like thoughtful, you know, a really like kind of measured approach to what we think would be best for people.
And you've done your own research on yourself, correct?
Yeah.
Like when you sent me this, it came with all this information. And I liked how you did not like change much. You're like, this is still me, this is my daily habits, and I just started taking this and this is what happened. So can you kind of go over like what worked, what changed for you just by taking the supplement?
And it started with the philosophy that, you know, And I admire Brian Johnson a lot. I don't necessarily think that their products are necessarily that creative or that interesting, which is not like a knock on them.
Agree.
But, you know, like they could do more, but he's bringing so much awareness to the space, which is good. And I think we're going to learn a lot from his trials on his own body. And so that's like invaluable.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
However, I lost my place. Sorry. Yeah. So,
all the research you've done on yourself.
By myself, exactly. So to the point of that, like, I wouldn't like, and everyone should live the way they want, but I would not want to live his life in the sense I don't want to eat dinner at noon. I think, you know, it's just my own personal philosophy is that I want to live like as full a life as possible. And I don't necessarily want to live like a robot, and I don't want it to be so regimented. And maybe I'll have to get more regimented as I get older and my body starts to say, listen, you need to be a little bit more disciplined here. I'll try to listen as best as possible. But, you know, so the point was when I did the blood work, I did a 6-month trial, started in April and ended in October. I'm still, and basically it's just take one packet a day and don't change my lifestyle too much. And as a New Yorker, I live a little bit differently than most people in Los Angeles, in the sense that when I go out, I like to drink and like eat rich food. And at home, I'm always like cooking pasta still because I'm Italian, you know. You know, and these are like real pleasures for me. Like there's almost nothing more in life I love than like having a dinner with someone and not putting guardrails on that conversation with like number of like drinks or being too regimented, because I want that experience to be as full as possible. And I don't want to lose that. Like, that's something I really love about life. And I love about human connection. So the idea of the trial was to just live like myself. And, you know, as the basis of the company was like, I fell in love with someone. I wanted to live as long as possible. Like, what can I do on a daily basis just to support my health? That was the basis of the trial, where every day I would just, you know, wake up, have a packet and have my coffee. And the blood results were like much better than I could have hoped for, you know. Wow. So there was a few measures that we went through. I've already mentioned vitamin D, which was an 88% increase. There's something called CRP, which is your body's overall inflammation score. It's huge. And it's often used as a marker for cardiovascular risk. So my CRP was high. You know, one is, I think, because I used to be an athlete and there's like some inflammation in my joints and my hip, and that would actually show up in a CRP score. But also, like, you know, as I know now, like, my heart needs to be looked at a little bit better. So that's like 2025's personal project.
Nice.
Yeah. So my CRP was high, but it went down 21% over 6 months. Like, huge.
Yeah.
You know, that's this overall inflammation, because this whole product is basically anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antimicrobial. It supports so much. Another interesting measure was my TSH. Your TSH is basically your thyroid function. So your thyroid produces two hormones, T3 and T4. And my T3, T4 levels were fine. But my thyroid, my TSH was a little high. It was like 3.34. You want it below 1.5 ideally. So after 1 month, as I tested some blood, I tested some markers after 1 month, and then I tested after 6 months. After 1 month, my TSH fell in half and went down to like a 1.6. It was like 48% or something. It kept on falling after 6 months to 1.3. So basically, what it means is that my metabolism, my thyroid, have to work 61% less to produce the same hormones for my thyroid. 61% more efficiency in my thyroid metabolism, like, which is huge. Like, that's like, again, I didn't even know what TSH was until I did these trials.
Oh yeah. My god.
So I'm learning a lot about myself.
This is a crazy thing where I'm like, I asked my dad, have you ever tested any biomarkers for your liver? No.
Yeah.
I am like shocked at how many people don't do these simple tests. They're so intimidated. I grew up in, I don't know if you've heard of Kaiser, but and that was like the thing, you know, and I hated it because it was this big hospital. I hated going to see a doctor. I felt like a cattle in a herd or some. Now I feel like there's more of this personalization and One Medical, which is kind of how I got into my own health, because it made me feel comfortable. But a lot of people are so intimidated by doing blood work, and it could be life changing, you know. And like your thyroid, I'm like, I think a lot of women, are deficient in iodine or selenium. Their thyroid's low. That decreases your metabolism. And it decreases your energy. So like,
right.
This one thyroid's thing of your thyroid can like really change your life, your energy, and your relationships. Because I think.
That's true. Your relationships. Yeah.
It's so, that's like the best part is that you become a better person, the healthier you become. So when you have more energy and you're happier because your neurotransmitters are functioning better, you become a better person for this world and for all your relationships.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. No, exactly. And that's the point of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're all, you know, I think, there's this study called the Harvard Grant Study. It was a book called Triumphs of Experience that talks about it. And they basically said, what's the single biggest criteria to a long and happy life? And I recommend the book. It's excellent. And they said it's like love, full stop. And what they mean by love is like the quality of your relationships, you know, with many different circles of life, community, family, friends, spouse, et cetera. It's the single biggest criteria to a long, happy life. And to your point, like if your health is in a bad place, as I grew up with my aunt who was like biblically ill, you know, like she was physically disfigured and like it was just really biblical, like almost something just hard to imagine. The quality of her life was like 1,000% affected by her health condition. It was harder for her to have relationships. I mean, it really affects your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, your energy levels. You're just not the same. We're biological chemical organisms, you know. So and that's how I think is really the point of supplements is, or at least with longevity is to keep the system humming as harmoniously as possible for as long as possible. I mean, there is, you know, biohacking is good, like to amp and leverage in some areas to kind of like push us. I think that's important, you know, but it's also important to understand like the place of that, but also like harmonious, you know, maintenance is really important.
I know. That's why I'll come back to deficiencies and detoxing, because especially as you get older, you know, our immune system is lowered, and we have also this buildup of toxins.
Yeah.
So it's like you really need to start thinking. I mean, it's just you're a little bit worn every year, and we're surrounded by toxins now. I am like, our bodies are just constantly trying to fight off plastics, heavy metal, mold, like air pollution, chlorine and fluoride in water. I'm just like,
it's true. It's just going to get worse.
I mean, it's just going to continue. As much as I'm excited for 2025 and the future of health in the U.S., it takes a while to get rid of all these chemicals we've put into nature. Yeah. I mean, we have...
It probably won't. Honestly, I just don't know if it will ever disappear.
It won't. I mean,
the microplastics,
these chemicals that they've, like, I think DuPont or something, in like the 70s, they put in water, they're still finding in people's bodies. Like, you know, glyphosate, the healthiest of the healthiest people still have glyphosate in their system. And so I'm just like, right now I am like, I have to do everything for my health to stay healthy. And it sucks that we have to put so much effort into our health. But if we don't, I feel like our longevity and my daily health is going to take a toll.
Right. Your long-term health is going to be this, you know, you're going to be part of the medical system, which is just treating symptoms over and over, you know. And I think it's very, very much an American problem, this, you know, like, my family is Italian. My dad's from Italy, and Italians live generally a healthy life.
The food there
it's local.
Good.
Yeah, it's clean.
Like, I was in Tuscany, and it was the cutest thing. Where, you know, there's all these little, like, it was like coffee or bakery shops, and then like you'll go to Europe too, and you'll just see all this fruit and vegetables everywhere. And it's like here, it's so rare.
And it's seasonal eating.
And it's seasonal, then of course like Italy, you know, the tomatoes, the potatoes, like all these things taste so nutrient and delicious, and it makes you want to eat the whole foods.
I know.
But here they don't taste as, you know, as delicious. So then people just go to processed food as well. It's, you know, it's a really corrupt system that I feel like can easily be changed. Yeah. You could start putting more fruits and vegetables in like a CVS or a Walgreens or something. But instead, there's just so much processed food.
It's
unbelievable.
I know. It's funny. I always have arguments with my European friends who are, you know, hate on America a lot, like anti-capitalism. Like, well, you know, capitalism, I defend a lot in their context. But when it comes to food, you know, capitalism, I think, has been really a bad enemy of food. Like, for, you know, I think the history of processed food, a lot of it comes from the tobacco industry brought over like a lot of the major food companies in the country. And they use the similar addiction techniques that they use for cigarettes. They use it onto food, like, you know, this combination of salt and sweet, et cetera, that makes food addictive. And what happens is they take such huge market share of food, let's say in this instance, that they end up owning like the whole supply chain. So then the soil or the whole supply chain ends up becoming like imprinted by the demand that's produced by, you know, processed food. And it's the same with McDonald's. I read an article in the New York Times, I think like 5 or so years ago, about McDonald's influence on, like, you know, the lettuce industry, because they like are the biggest lettuce buyers in the country, so that they basically control how lettuce is farmed because of that, or potatoes, etc. So really, you know, the size of the markets, you know, has a huge influence on supply chain, which is why you know, supporting businesses that are doing it right really ends up impacting the entire system. You know, like a friend of mine who ended up passing away, a guy named Greg Steltenpaul, who founded Calafia Farms. He was a big friend, and he was someone we were going to do a mushroom business together. But he was, you know, a plant-based dairy, and his whole, you know, strategy around Calafia and was to, you know, change the supply. It was to really impact the supply chain of, you know, the food in the country. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about regenerative farming. It makes such a difference in the quality of our food. Quick question. What's your favorite olive oil?
Oh yeah. Great question. You know, I'm just learning about all this. I mean, I do Italian olive oil just because I understand what I'm buying more. You know, most of the California olive oil is blended, but you really want to know where it's from. But the key thing with olive oil that I'm just learned recently is the age of it. So most of the olive oil you buy on your shelf, they'll have like a, when it was picked, when it was bottled necessarily. And usually it's a pretty fast process between picking and bottling. But like, it's usually like 1.5 years old. Like for right now, if you're buying olive oil, you're buying like a late 23 harvest and early 24 harvest, et cetera. And so the main benefit of olive oil is the polyphenols that are in the olive oil, and they slowly degrade over time. So, even if you're buying like an olive oil, won't mention any names, you know, that has like a printout of the polyphenols, that might've been when it was produced, and that's probably an accurate report of its efficacy. However, you know, over time, like those polyphenols are not going to exist. So if that bottle was, you know, is it over a year old or 2 years old, it's still a great fat. Like I only use
better than canola or any of these seed oils.
I only ever use olive oil extra virgin, you know, for everything. So you really just want to check the age, and just also just don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself that if you're buying olive oil, that it's going to be all the same, because it's not. So if you're able to, try to find small producers, and when they first, you know, do their picking, like every season, which usually is in the mid fall, see if they have any, you know, bottles, and use it as fast as possible, because that's like when the nutrients are best.
What about when it's open? Does that degrade olive oil?
It oxidizes, yeah. So if you ever see an olive oil sold in like a clear bottle, you should ask yourself. To me, it just is a signal that they don't really know the product that they're selling. It should be in a darker bottle so that the sunlight has a harder time reaching the oil, which creates oxidation. So you want to keep it always in the shelf. You want to keep it away from heat. Like most people leave like their oils by the stove. Like don't leave it by the stove. The heat's going to slowly deteriorate it. This put it in a shelf.
Good from an Italian.
Yeah. Put it in a shelf away from heat. You know, away and a darker bottle if best, and close the cap. Like, you know, when you're cooking, then just don't leave the bottle open.
Oh, this is all great advice. I mean, Brian Johnson is such a big candidate of olive oil, you know, and so he's just like, this is our longevity supplement is olive oil. And I know a lot of, you know, in the Mediterranean diets, it's a lot of olive oil as well. I think I looked something up of how much they take, and it's a lot, like quarter cups.
Exactly. It's part of life. It's like, a little salad, and they'll just keep drizzling longer than you would think. But it's all raw olive oil. It's not cooked.
But where do you get it? What's your olive oil? Do you have a specific one? Because there's some like olive oil clubs too, where you can kind of like you get your little sorted wine delivered to you. Now there's like sorted olive oil specialties.
Yeah, it's funny. So, I'm happy to give a shout out to this farm. So a friend of mine, he used to be in the wine business in Napa, and he recently turned me on to this small farm in Northern California called Davero, D-A-V-E-R-O, which means, you know, the truth, means like true, you know? And, so they have, I just got like their October 29th batch, like it was bottled and I had it in mid November, and they sent it. It's expensive between shipping and the bottle itself. It's, you're gonna spend $60 for like a liter, you know. However, it's, you know, olive oil is supposed to have a spice to it.
Yeah.
And that's when you know it's fresh, is when it has that beautiful spice to it. As you know, I'm glad that Brian Johnson's promoting olive oil. I mean, it's been around forever, so it's not like he's inventing anything with that. And, you know, she appendants to the Mediterranean diet, you know, for bringing olive oil into the world like that. But, you know, it's really about the freshness of the olive oil, which is where you're going to have the benefit. So if you want to spend extra money, try to find small farms like Davero.
So that one's spicy.
It's definitely spicy. It's beautiful.
When Brian came out with his first olive oil at the first batch, we all were taking shots of it, and we all started coughing because it was so like spicy.
Yeah.
And so many of us are not used to that.
Yeah, we're not. Like, yeah, it's usually flat. It's very flat. It has like, you know, some flavor to it, but it's a flat flavor. Yeah. Yeah. Real olive oil will have spice. It will have like a lot of complexity, many layers.
Yeah. So, okay. So back to TMW longevity. I just wanted to ask the Italian about olive oil. But so How do you feel now after taking this? How long have you been taking this? And do you notice a difference in your energy? Like, do you feel any different?
Yeah, I've been taking it since April 27th.
Okay.
I did my blood on April 26th, and April 27th I started. I feel great. I mean, honestly, even the TSH, my testosterone has boosted.
I was going to ask about that.
13%. My IGF-1 went up 19%, which is hard to move, right? Like vitamin D. So between like the lower inflammation and, you know, the more efficient thyroid, higher vitamin D, which is like, vitamin D is like a miracle. I would say supplements, a miracle molecule in the body. I feel excellent. I feel in general, like sustained energy. You know, I only feel like spikes if I carb out, you know, for like lunch or something, which I tend to do sometimes. You know, I'll eat just too many carbs and my body just doesn't like that as much anymore. But on a general basis, my mind is completely clear and sharp. I feel really good. I feel sustaining myself. I feel like I'm doing the right thing for my body every day. I recommend it to people, and it's really the blood. The blood is the proof, right? And the blood shows it, you know, the fact that I'm able to reduce my cholesterol by 15% and my inflammation score by 21%. I mean, these are, and my TSH efficiency, 61%. I mean, these are real numbers, and this is real benefits. My vitamin D, 80%, et cetera.
Do you take anything else now as well? Do you just take this one supplement?
This is all I take, but actually, it's funny. I started, actually, you know, so a few weeks ago, I started taking omegas because my omegas are low.
Mm.
So now I'm just taking omegas in this.
Okay, nice. Yeah. I know, because there's so much out there. A lot of people ask me, does this one thing, did you feel a difference? But I'm like, well, I take quite a few supplements. I will say there's some where I'm like, I feel like they have made a big impact in certain areas, but it's really hard to say when you're doing a lot, you know? So it's really cool to just be like, okay, I'm taking this one and this is what it's doing. And you haven't changed a lot of your lifestyles, because it's like a lot of people will go to these extremes and they're like, well, this changed all this. But it's like, okay, well, did you start eating whole foods? Did you start working out, not drinking and all that, you know? But you're kind of like, I kept my lifestyle for the most part, and then I just started and I've only included this.
I thought that was important for the trial, like for the blood results, like, because that was the thesis. The thesis is, you know, like, really, how do you know a supplement's working, to your point? If you're changing like 10 factors in your life, then how do you know like which really is a supplement? So I wanted to make sure for myself, like for the product that I created, I wanted to make sure, oh, what does this supplement do in and of itself? Without really changing much else. So now that I know it works, like now I'm adding more things to my life, like the omegas I'm bringing in. I'm working out more. Like now I want to, like 2025, I have to really focus on my heart health as well.
Now you're going to get addicted.
Exactly.
You're going to go down the biohacking.
I know. Like, it's probably, you know, it's true.
Rabbit hole. And, yeah. But I will say every time, you know, like the more and more I feel better. So people, like from where I was just a few years ago to where I am now, I'm like, I'm happier. I feel more energized. Like I feel better. So it's all like, it's
you.
A good addiction.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. I mean, it's the thing, you know, I think life is meant to be lived, you know, with people, yeah. You know, and I think, so if you feel better about yourself, and as you mentioned earlier, if that makes you a better person for others in their lives, I mean, that's like kind of the secret sauce,
yeah.
of what makes life beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the future of TMW? Are you now going to be thinking of all these other packets? Are you thinking other stuff? Like,
yeah,
what's the future?
Yeah, so TMW, it's like, it means tomorrow. I just took out the R. For some reason, it was like, whenever I like did text messages, I would like, first is writing the word tomorrow, just say TMW. And I know a lot of people use TMRW. I used to use TMW and I just stuck with it. But what's the future is, you know, We approached the company so that we were, even though like we're a single product right now, we wanted to, you know, really approach longevity and health holistically. And that's why we designed the brand the way we did, so that it has some wiggle room to grow and it has some latitude. So basically in the process of making this, we discovered like much more interesting, possible techniques to create liposomes and absorption, and we're going to lean into that as for future products. So whether, you know, we're going to pick a single ingredient product next or maybe something for sleep, we're still working on it. But also, you know, the diagnostics is interesting. You know, I'm not so bullish on epigenetic tests because I think that the science is still very fuzzy on it. And basically any company that has an epigenetic test can kind of like say that theirs is excellent or not. And, you know, that just means that it's too fuzzy, you know. It's, you know, information theory of aging essentially. And you can kind of tweak like what markers are supposed to be telling what. I mean, I know Matt Chamberlain, who I admire a lot, like Peter too, like high integrity voices in the space, like, you know, he said he took 5 epigenetic tests and like there was wildly different results. I want to stay away from that. Yeah, I want to stay away from results like that.
It's also really expensive. I mean, they say at least take 3 of them, you know, to get an average. But I'm like, a lot of people, they're $500 each. So I'm like, for people to just figure out, like, I'd rather have them spend their money doing some lab work or doing some detoxing or something than kind of maybe, unless, you know, it's great if you have a lot of money and you're like, okay, I want to just, you know, test and have fun with this. And it's like your little hobby, then, you know, great. But for the most part, I think for the money it's worth, it doesn't make sense for a lot of people.
It feels like you're almost, you know, you're supporting their experimentation.
Yeah.
It's not really, I don't think it's a high integrity move to make the consumers pay for that, you know, personally, because it's very fuzzy logic. I think blood work is important, like whether we create our own blood work protocol or we partner, you know, we move into tech. There's a tech product we're developing.
Yeah.
But all this is, you know, slow. It's like we're very grassroots right now. It's mostly me and, you know, a group of freelancers that we work with. But, you know, we're excited about the future.
I think it's just such a great time to get into the health space. Like, I think there's somewhat a lot out there, but really we're such a small percentage still. And we're kind of in the beginning of health and living maybe forever, you know. And I really like to live another year, live another 5 years, live another 10 years and see what happens for longevity. I mean, I don't know. We might be able to live forever. It's kind of a cool thing to think of, you
know.
That's
funny. Yeah. I mean, and yeah, like I think that's really... It's a big idea, yeah. You know, and I think that's an idea that will live through this whole century. I also think like it's like, is it like, does longevity have to be important if it promises that? Like, can it also be important to promise, like we were talking about, like extending your health as long as possible so that you can get the most out of life?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like why do humans or customers have to be sold on like the magic, like the magical thinking of living forever? Because I don't think biologically it's possible. So if it does exist, it's going to exist in some augmented form, like a singularity form where we're merging with machines or uploading our consciousness somewhere. But it's not going to exist with this body. We're not going to like, I just don't think it's possible that this body can live forever. You know, it's going to be some version of it. But
it's going to be, I mean... There's definitely things, you know, since I have my podcast, I hear about embryonic stem cells or things that they're doing. And I'm like, I mean, you just don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on in this field that we can maybe reproduce our skin. And the main thing I'm curious with the brain, I think, is the most complex, of course. So I, you know, that goes to, I think we can start replacing maybe organs and our physical. The brain is very complex, so I'm not really sure how we might be able to get that going for another hundreds of years or so.
Yeah. To the point about brain, I mean, I do think brain health, however, might be easier to maintain than other organs because, you know, I know dementia and neurological conditions like Alzheimer's are on the rise, and I think there's probably a lot of environmental factors for that. But I do think that there's a lot of interventions to brain health. Like I've met a lot of like incredibly sharp, you know, people in their 90s, you know, very sharp and it seems achievable. Whereas I haven't really met anyone who's sharp in their 90s that has perfect skin or, you know, the best heart or the best liver, you know, for example, or the best mobility, you know. So I think to your point, it's actually interesting that, you know, And it, you know, and that's the thing, like if people are inspired by the idea of living forever, I think that that is, you know, what it does, it's like it pushes the research into such interesting places that I think we should definitely welcome that, like, big question, you know, can humans finally cheat death, and like, can they avoid mortality? I mean, this is this century. This is like, these questions are being asked.
I know. I think it's really cool because it's, you know, say in the 1800s, if they have ever imagined us having iPhones or all this stuff. So yes, it seems somewhat impossible, but they probably thought having a TV and you know, sending a picture through the air, and it's someone was not possible. So we don't know what might happen in a few hundred years. And, you know, what then with AI and everything, with so much information now with computers going so fast. So,
yeah, that's true. We'll learn. The knowledge will grow faster now.
Yeah. And yeah.
Health condition. Yeah, I'm actually sorry. I know AI, I'm most optimistic about its health
benefits
and research benefits. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have so much information. So you never know. So TMW will be there on the forefront. Anyways, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This is the Biohacker Blondie podcast. So I always ask my guests three biohacks they do daily.
Well, I take my supplement. I drink coffee in the morning, like good single origin pour over coffee. So it's clean. It gives me really good sustained energy as well and focus. What's another biohack that I do?
No red light, no blue light blocking glasses, sauna.
No. It's cold showers.
I end
with cold water.
Me too. That's for my hair.
Yeah. That's what my fiance says. Yeah. She says use the cold for your hair.
I know. I really think it helps keep the moisture in. Yeah.
That's what she says. Yeah. So. Like it closes the the pores.
Yeah. So I think it works. Anyways, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I loved diving into the science of longevity with Mark and breaking down what truly makes a high quality supplement, from ingredient selection to bioavailability and absorption. If you're looking to upgrade your daily routine, be sure to check out TMW Longevity, and don't forget to use my special discount code BHB for 15% off your order. If you found this episode valuable, please take a moment to share it, leave a review, and subscribe. It truly helps support the show and allows me to bring the most incredible guests to share the latest in biohacking, longevity, and optimal health. Your support means everything. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep biohacking your way to a healthier, longer life.